The reading is taken from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19, and can be found on page 1061 in your pew Bibles. 10 healed of leprosy. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus travelled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord.
Shall we stand and pray together, please? Almighty God, we thank you for the privilege and the freedom of gathering here together as your church, brothers and sisters together. We thank you for your presence with us, and we pray that your Holy Spirit would move amongst us and help us to receive a deeper understanding of what it means to live out this value of thankfulness in our lives, and in doing so, draw ever closer to you. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. One beautiful, mild Monday morning in December, I received a text from a neighbour of mine. Now, I've mentioned to the Thursday communion people, lovely service that is, that this neighbour has been a neighbour of ours for 20 years this year, but we'd never laid eyes on each other until last year. She's 6 doors down from us. And it turns out that she's a born-again Christian. She is full of the Spirit, and Linda and I now meet regularly, and we pray together for our neighbours. Others have joined us. I know Jane has joined us on one occasion, and we pray for our neighbours. And we've organised community events, little get-togethers. And that's just been one of the biggest blessings for me in 2015. And Linda texted me, and she asked if I had a DVD that would help in a gathering of young people. So I was about to text back, "How young?" And then I thought, actually, it's nearly morning prayers up at the church. If I get into this text conversation, I might end up replying to other texts and emails, and I'll miss morning prayers. So I'll come back to Linda, and I'll go to pray first. Morning prayers were wonderful, as always. And then Joe asked me if I would speak today on thankfulness. And as I left, as I was walking home, I was thinking about the times in my life when I had been most thankful. And you know, it happened to be the times, the darkest times, the most difficult times, the painful times that I would never have chosen to go through. But during those times, I had such a great sense of God being alongside me and taking me through those times that I was so thankful to him. But I thought, I don't want to dwell on those stories. Lord, would you give me a light-hearted story to share that Sunday morning? And I'd almost reached home when I heard somebody call my name. And I turned round and it was Linda. She was clearing leaves at the top of her garden, which is alongside the sort of busy main road that we live on. And I said, "Oh, Linda, sorry I didn't get back to you. How young?" when you refer to this group. She said, "Well, it's the girls that I work with. They're ladies in their early 30s. Now, I wasn't thinking in terms of that age bracket, so I was glad I asked. And as I racked my brains to think, well, what resources do we have at church for that? She said, "Well, Diane, what I'd really like is the Louis Gigolo DVD Indescribable. And I said, Linda, I have that DVD. It's like one of the only DVDs I've ever bought myself. And Linda was so grateful that she started giving thanks. But as I said, Linda was clearing leaves. And she was doing it with these gigantic green plastic hands. So there she was at the side of the main road going, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Lord, hallelujah. And I kind of walked home to get the DVD with a smile from ear to ear, just giving thanks for this amazing sister in Christ and this wonderful ministry we have on our front line within our neighbourhood, for the fact that she is ministering on her front line at work to these work colleagues and that I had the one DVD that she wanted. But most of all, for that instant answer to prayer and that picture that will never leave me of my neighbour at the side of the road waving her giant green plastic hands. Now, in order to live out this value of thankfulness, we need to notice the blessings. We need eyes that see. And we practice this at home with our boys. When we put our boys to bed at night, before we say our prayers, we get out this calendar and we write down things that we are thankful for that day, each day. And the boys have learnt that even on those days when it rained on the way to school and they fell over in the playground and the spelling test didn't go very well and the teacher told them off for something somebody else did and they came home and mum served broccoli for the fourth time this week, there are still things to be thankful for. And I met with Carol for coffee the other day, lovely Carol over there, and she told me about her blessings jar. And last week at Thursday communion, she bought me my very own blessings jar. So thank you very much, Carol. So the idea is, at the end of the day, if there's things that, to give thanks for, things that have made you smile, things that you've achieved, of things of beauty in nature that you've seen, then you write it down and you pop it in the blessings jar. I've written the date that I started it, the 3rd of March, and in a year's time, I can open up and I can prayerfully reflect on that year with thanksgiving and thankfulness. So another way of noticing the blessings. There are so many blessings around us, from the air that we breathe, to the sun that comes up every day, the beautiful spring flowers that are all around at the moment, the birds that are singing, our relationships, our friends, our family church. What a blessing this is. To the fact that God will never leave us or forsake us. And to think of what Jesus did in going to that cross and dying for us, taking all our guilt, all our shame, all our sins upon his shoulders so that we can go free and live life to the fullness and life eternal. So much to give thanks for. So Luke recorded the story of 10 men healed from leprosy and only one returned to give thanks. That grates, doesn't it? I'm the only person here that's had this experience, but on a number of occasions, people who are not believers but are in desperate places have come to me, because Diane's a Christian, and asked for prayer. And I've prayed for them, and God has graciously and faithfully answered those prayers. They have received healing or a new start or a fresh hope. And they have said thank you, and then in the next breath rejected Jesus, like he is some magical genie that's granted my wish. Now I'll pop him back into the bottle, out of sight, out of mind. But for the one man who was healed and returned to Jesus, he threw himself at the Lord's feet, and in a very loud voice, he praised him and he gave thanks. And Jesus notices that the other 9 are not there. He says, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? And there's disappointment there, but it's not a judgmental disappointment. It's a disappointment based in love, as we can see, as he goes on to say, "Rise up and go, your faith has made you well." Jesus can see for this man that it's not just his skin, but that it's his heart that has been made well. Because of this outward expression of thankfulness, it's the evidence of what's going on in the inside, the fact that this man is a man of faith, and because of his faith, he has been able to receive wholeness, and he has been able to receive salvation. And the only response to that is thankfulness, living out this value of thankfulness. So what does it look like for the Christchurch family to live out this value of thankfulness? Psalm 100 says, that we are to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So first of all, we enter. We show up. We make coming together as the gathered church our priority week by week, that privilege, that expression of thankfulness to God. And we do it with thanksgiving, with praise, with joy, with a deep appreciation. It's because of that faith that's in us that we're able to have those things, that deep joy, and receive that joy and know that appreciation. We're going to sing in a moment a song about loving God from the inside out. The cry of my heart is to bring you praise. Our purpose in life being the art of losing ourselves in bringing you praise. It's not about us, not about me. Less of me, Lord, more of you on the inside. And I just want to praise you. I just want that joy to flood out from me. Luke's gospel is full of praise and thanksgiving. From the very first chapter, we have Zechariah giving thanks and praise when his tongue is loose, when he's able to speak again at the naming of his son, John, who becomes known to be John the Baptist. Right through to the last chapter, Jesus' ascension, when the church gathered together continuously at the temple, and the last words, praising God. I think Dr. Luke knew that thanksgiving and praise are good for the soul, as well as having physical benefits. It's amazing how we can be lifted out of a dark place, a low mood, a fearful place, a lonely place, through thankfulness. When my dad died, it was just my dad, who's my best friend. He was just 50 and I had just turned 26. And it was a desperately sad and painful time. But actually, it was just natural to me to give thanks to God. I was so, so thankful for having had such an amazing dad. I was so thankful at the hope that I have of being reunited with him. So thankful to all those people at the time who were praying for me. And so thankful for this incredible presence of God that was alongside me every step of the way, comforting me, strengthening me, and giving me peace. And that was visible to others, particularly family members who are not people of faith. They could see what I had, and they wanted it for themselves. So we can express thankfulness as a church by showing up, by having a joyful attitude and also having a peaceful attitude. We can express thankfulness in serving. There are so many opportunities to serve in this church and doing it with a joyful heart. We can express thankfulness in the things that we lay down or pick up during this time of Lent. We express thankfulness in our generosity. I've just been blown away by the generosity of Christchurch this year. In January, the youth group launched their toilet twinning challenge. And we had hoped to raise enough money for one toilet in the youth hub that's cost £60, so that a community in a developing country are able to have a toilet. So we kind of buy their toilet, twin it with ours. And here we are at the end of the toilet twinning challenge, following a cake sale where Christchurch family were incredibly generous, following amazing donation from Open Church, an amazing donation from Tuesday Fellowship. And actually, we didn't raise £60, we raised £780. So we haven't twinned. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we haven't just raised enough for one toilet, we've raised enough for 13 toilets, which bizarrely is the exact number of toilets of of the youth hub, the parish hall, Quakers Hall, and once the reordering is done, the number of toilets here. Isn't that amazing? I think God's hand was very much on that. Paul commends the generosity of the Corinthians. He says, the service they perform in their generosity is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. There are many expressions of thanks to God. Not least, we'll be gathering around the Lord's table. And we will hear the words, draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for us, and his blood, which he shed for us. Eat and drink in the remembrance that he died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Again, it's about that faith on the inside. Communion is a sign of what we have received by faith and also our expression of thankfulness for it. You see this kind of link between faith and receiving the blessings, receiving the love, receiving the wholeness, receiving salvation, and thankfulness going out. And what does living out this value of thankfulness look like on our front lines? We can live out this value of thankfulness in our attitudes. It's the worldly attitudes of rights and expectation with all its pride and aggression versus the peace and the joy in living out this value of thankfulness and celebration for all that the God has blessed us with. Let us be known, let us be seen as a joyful people, a peaceful people. We can live out this value of thankfulness in our words. Share our stories. Celebrate our stories. Celebrate our faith. Tell people about the toilets twinning. Tell people about the wonderful work at Clarins. Tell people about the banquet that we're looking forward to next week. Tell people about amazing things that go on here on a Sunday and throughout the week for toddlers and children and young people and adults. For the men's breakfast last week and the ladies' day next week. Oh, I went to Tuesday Fellowship last week. That was amazing. Wonderful people meet there. So many good things going on. Tell people about it. They don't know about it. Let's celebrate those things. Use words. And also, yeah, let's be careful about the words we choose. I'm very aware of people talking about being lucky. Lots of people will say they're lucky today that the sun is shining. But you know, luck is defined in the dictionary as success due to chance. And chance as an accidental occurrence. But we know better, don't we? As people of faith, we know that all good things come from our loving Father, who just loves to lavish his love upon his children and bless us with gifts and good things. And so when I look at the sun, I feel blessed that the sun is shining today, and I am thankful. I am thankful to God. Let people know what we're about. Let them see our thankfulness in our language. So we can express thankfulness in our attitudes, in our words, and also in our actions. Showing thankfulness by putting love into action. Again, by serving joyfully wherever we are on our front lines. So what are we for? Let us be known for what we're for. We're for community. We're for relationship. We're for creation. Although on your front line, we would call that environment, wouldn't we, really? Let them know what we're for, and let us serve. Let's come alongside people, building people up, encouraging one another, and getting involved, caring for the environment. Let us be seen to be living out this value of thankfulness in our lives. Let people see us living on a fuller, richer, deeper, higher level, and then want that for themselves, and maybe that would enable them to come to know the Lord for themselves. So what does this value of thankfulness look like? It looks like a man throwing himself at Jesus' feet and praising him in a loud voice. It looks like a peaceful people, a joyful people, a servant-hearted people, a generous people. It looks like the stories of Topsy and Pesotto. It looks like a woman standing at the end of the road waving massive green plastic hands. I think we should all invest in a pair of those. Let's pray. Father, we are glad that you offer times to stop and think. As Lent returns, we pause in our journey and thank you for your costly commitment to us in Jesus Christ, for the gospel stories that declare your love, for opportunities of talking together about our faith, and for times of personal prayer and reflection. We thank you where your church has been prepared to take risks, suffer for the work of your kingdom, and that we are a part of its journeying life. As we discover more about your love, help us to show our thankfulness by putting that same love into action in our lives. Amen.